Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Thursday and time for another slice of fresh bread. John chapter 8, we're going to take a look at verses 31 through 38. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone." Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father." They answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me. You are doing the works your father did." They said to him, "We were not born of sexual immorality. We have but one father, even God." And Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I come from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he who sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning, and there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." Jesus says to them, here's the evidence of being saved and being a follower of Jesus Christ. You abide in his word. He doesn't mean that those who are saved have perfect lives, but the overall evidence of someone being saved is a love affair with God's word, to live for Christ by living in his word. You abide. We get the word abode, a living place. Abide is to live within. You live within the word, and the word is living with you. And that word is the word of truth. And if you know the truth, then the truth sets you free. And so that would declare that you are in Christ. And if you don't come to Christ and you don't put your trust in him, and the word of God does not abide in you, and you do not abide in the word, then apart from Christ and his word, you're enslaved. Of course, they say, "We're not enslaved. We're the children of Abraham." Abraham's children aren't enslaved. Of course, they're forgetting a number of times where they actually were enslaved as children of Abraham. But what he tells them is, they said, "Well, let me tell you, if you're of Abraham, the true descendants of Abraham, you would believe me because Abraham believed me." The Bible says, John 15:6, that Abraham believed the Lord and it was credited to him as righteousness. So if you are true children of Abraham, not by the flesh, but in the heart, then you would believe me. Abraham believed me. Speaking, of course, of the time that Jesus came to Abraham with two angels and promised him a son and then told him about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham believed him, and it was credited to him as righteousness. They said, "Well, God's our father." All right, that's another argument. If God were your father, then you would be abiding in my word and you would listen to me and obey me, because I have come from the Father and I am teaching you what the Father taught me and trained me to teach you. And here he is speaking in the economy of his office as the Son of God, coming to bring salvation as a high priest and the word as the prophet and the shepherd of our soul as the shepherd king, to bring us to eternal life. And then he brings down the hammer. Abraham's not your father. If you did, you would believe me and follow me the way Abraham did. God's not your father. If you did, you would believe my word. No, your father's the devil. And the proof of it is that you love the lie because he's a liar, and you love to destroy life because he's a murderer from the beginning. Those who are born of God, they hear me. And when they hear me, they believe me. They will follow me. My word will abide in them, and they will abide in my word. It's the evidence of your salvation. So today, what is your relationship with the word of God? It's the barometer of whether you have a relationship with the Lord and how you can serve the Lord. Who's your father today? Satan? Or is Jesus, the Son of God, your Savior? Now you can say, "God, my Father. Your Son has saved me. His word is in me because his Spirit is also within me. And by his Spirit, I now desire to abide in his word." That's another slice of fresh bread.
You're the light unto my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reader, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.